Bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: President Chilema commends church as key development partner. Rafael Nakachinda questions ECZ's ability to disqualify parties over electoral violence. And in international news, Ukraine drone attack hits more than 40 Russian bomber planes.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
Good evening, and now the news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has praised the church for being a consistent and valuable partner in the country's development, particularly in the education and health sectors. Speaking during a worship service hosted by the Brethren in Christ Church at Choma Secondary School grounds in Choma District, President Hichilema praised the church's long-standing commitment to improving the lives of Zambians. He has further encouraged the church to continue enhancing its resource endowment, particularly in agriculture, to help contribute more surplus food for the nation. President Hichilema also took time to encourage students at Choma Secondary School to stay focused on their education and to strive for excellence in order to succeed in life.
Thank the BIC for its tremendous work in a number of areas, including education, Choma Secondary School, here where we are, Sikalongo, and many others, educating our people. We thank you for that. Indeed, in the health sector, everybody who has traveled around this area, when you mention Macha Hospital, they will all say to you, thank you for saving our people in the health services sector. Your involvement in food production, in farming. But we want to support the church and ask you to continue working on the asset God gave us, the endowment God gave us, the land, the water, so we produce more food for ourselves, for our people, when we have excess.
Patriotic Front faction and Tonse Alliance Secretary General Rafael Nakachinda has questioned the Electoral Commission of Zambia's ability to disqualify political parties involved in electoral violence ahead of the upcoming Lumezi parliamentary by-election. This follows a recent ECZ statement advising youths in Lumezi district to report individuals inciting violence during campaigns, warning that the commission would not hesitate to disqualify any political party found guilty of such conduct. However, in an interview with Hot FM News, Mr. Nakachinda has claimed that the ruling UPND is often the main perpetrator of political violence. He has cited the previous parliamentary by-election in Petaoke, where he alleged that PF senior members attacked without any action taken by either the police or ECZ, despite the incidents being formally reported.
They are not capable of disqualifying the perpetrators of violence because those perpetrators are known. We reported a member of parliament's vehicle damaged, we were assaulted, all manner of atrocities were committed. They didn't have the courage to even condemn the violence. In Nyimba, senior citizens like Professor Nkanduruo, Honorable Jean Kapata, a former minister, Oli Papiri, and others, assaulted by UPND.
Government through the Ministry of Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development has reiterated its dedication to addressing the nation's housing challenges and advancing sustainable urban development. This commitment was underscored by Minister of Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development, Charles Milupi, after the closing session of the resumed second session of the UN Habitat Assembly held in Nairobi, Kenya, from 27th to 30th May 2025. In his remarks, Mr. Milupi highlighted the pressing housing deficit in Zambia, stating that the country faces a housing deficit of about 1.5 million units, and due to the high rate of urbanization, this figure is projected to double to approximately 3 million by 2031. He emphasized the need for collaborative efforts, stating that addressing the deficit requires collective action and adequate resources. Mr. Milupi also addressed the global context, pointing out that over 2.8 billion people worldwide lack adequate housing, and that is a huge number. This according to a statement issued by Ministry of Infrastructure, Housing and Urban Development Principal Public Relations Officer Francesca Piri. The Higher Education Loans and Scholarships Board has launched a six-month discount campaign aimed at accelerating the repayment of matured student loans. In a statement, HELSB Chief Executive Officer Dr. John Machai has announced that the campaign, which runs from June to November 2025, is open to all loan beneficiaries whose repayment periods have already commenced. He said as part of the initiative, beneficiaries who settle their entire outstanding balance during the campaign period will receive a 20% discount on the total amount owed. Dr. Machai has described the campaign as a strategic move to enhance loan recoveries and promote the long-term sustainability of the student loan scheme.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Fruits and Vegetables Association of Zambia says potato prices are expected to remain stable despite a reduction in local production this farming season. According to Association President Bernard Sikunyongana, the country is projected to produce approximately 21,500 metric tons of Irish potatoes this season, a significant decline from the 34,153 metric tons recorded during the 2023-2024 farming season. He said Zambia will rely on potato imports to meet demand, noting that government opened borders for imports in April 2025, with the window expected to remain open until June 2025. Mr. Sikunyongana has attributed the anticipated drop in production to delayed rainfall between February and March, which negatively impacted crop performance in key potato growing areas. He has added that current market prices for potatoes are ranging between 150 kwacha and 200 kwacha for a 10 kg bag and are expected to remain stable in the coming months.
We opened the borders on April 24th in order to allow the importation of potatoes, reasons being that in the country we didn't have enough potatoes in the country. So that reduction has been caused, one, you remember we had heavy downfall for rains towards the February, March. So that downfall of the rains damaged a lot of crops. So we opened in April the importation. May, now we are getting into June, we are still importing. So we may maybe go up to the end of June because we did not want to have a situation where we stop the importation and then there's the scarcity of the product.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. The top international news.
Ukraine says it has carried out a large-scale drone attack targeting Russian military aircraft, claiming to have damaged or destroyed more than 40 strategic bombers. According to Ukraine's security service, the operation aimed to cripple Russia's long-range airstrike capability, declaring that enemy strategic bombers are burning en masse in Russia. The reported strikes targeted airfields in the Murmansk and Irkutsk regions. The BBC has more.
Ukraine says it's launched a major operation using drones to destroy Russian strategic bombers on their airfields, adding that 40 have been hit so far. The security service released dramatic video allegedly showing a drone attack at an airbase outside Irkutsk in southern Siberia. Other hits include two bases closer to Moscow. Security sources speaking to Ukrainian media say small drones were transported to Russia before being launched remotely. Medics in Gaza say at least 31 Palestinians have been killed and more than 150 wounded by Israeli fire near a new US-backed aid distribution center in Rafah. The IDF said it was unaware of the casualties. Mexicans vote today in the first election to choose the entire judiciary by direct vote, becoming the first country to do so. The government says direct election of all 7,000 judges, from magistrates to Supreme Court justices, is needed to tackle deep-rooted corruption and impunity.
The Hot FM Sports News.
Football Association of Zambia President Keith Wemba has expressed